I'm Brian Barron. I'm a resident in Kilmeaden and I'm a committee member on a Kilmeaden community network.
And Brian, we're here today in Ballyduff Community Hall launching the Kilmeaden Community Plan 2025. What does this actually entail?
So the community plan was something that started 2 years ago. So the community of Ballyduff and Kilmeaden is growing at a phenomenal rate over the last number of years. And I suppose our local representative, John O'Leary, called an open meeting to create a group that would give us a voice in the development of our community. Because as the community develops, things get lost. The priorities that we have as community members, as parents or as older people, those needs can get lost in the vision of developers and big developments. So we felt as a community we needed a group that had a voice in that space, that was defining what we wanted and what we wanted for the future of our community.
And a great attendance here today, so clear to see that there's a huge appetite for something like this and for a vision for the future.
Yeah, well, we're looking in Ballyduff and Kilmeaden. We have obviously a very strong traditional base here, population who've lived here their whole lives. And we also have a lot of people like myself who've moved here from other parts of Waterford City or from outside of Waterford altogether and have immigrated into Kilmeaden and Ballyduff. So there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of young families in the area and people who want to see the best for their families and for their community. So we've got a lot of great clubs and societies for such a small village, I suppose. And we're the turnout here today reflects the high level of interest in what we're doing here and in our plan.
So I'm Tricia Shannon and I've lived in Kilmeaden all my life. And I joined KCN 2 years ago and I suppose I'm just the secretary on the committee on KCN. One of the really topical goals at the moment is the Kilmeaden community will retain its essentially rural character. And I suppose at the moment, you know, we had this written into our plan, the community plan, ever before anything was proposed from Kent's, you know, around a data centre. And this still stands for us here that we do want to retain our essentially rural character. And, you know, behind that goal, there's a lot of action items and it's a huge document to be read to understand how we can actually fulfil that goal. But that really is one of our main goals at the moment, to retain our essentially rural character.
And I suppose the whole idea of Ballyduff and Kilmeaden and connecting both areas and keeping them connected is an overall goal as well, isn't it?
It's another absolute goal, and it's one of my it's one of the big ones for me, that how can we connect Ballyduff and Kilmeaden and how can we do that safely? We have, I don't know, we have nearly 200 children coming to the school up here every day, and there's not a safe walking or cycling route for them. There's actually nearly not a safe driving route now because it's so dangerous with lorries and the buses and everything coming into Ballyduff. It's really great to have the local link bus coming into Ballyduff, but it's also quite dangerous because the road is just so narrow and just so not fit for purpose for the amount of traffic that's on it now.
Okay, Councillor John O'Leary, we're here in Ballyduff Community Hall. Of course, you're a local resident, native of the area. This is a very important day for the local community, isn't it?
It is indeed, Ciarán, and I'm delighted with a fantastic turnout here, right? And I look, this committee was put together as a result of a meeting I called back in September of 2023. And at that particular meeting, to my surprise even then, there was a total of about 60 people turned up. So the process began then, and there was a 10-person committee selected and elected at that particular time. So that's what has taken us to where we are today, you know. And I suppose Kilmeaden Ballyduff is a growing area, and you know, it needs something of a quality committee like this to lead us into the future.
Kilmeaden, as I said, is a very growing area, new developments in the pipeline as well, so very important to plan for the future.
It is indeed, and without planning you won't have anything, you know. But what we really want is to have a vibrant and inclusive and sustainable community going forward, to help the residents here to thrive and get growth going. And you know, we aim to amplify the community as much as we can, and you know, that is our aim, and I hope that the Kilmeaden Community Network Committee will now go from strength to strength. And what I would call, there's a big crowd here today, there's room for everybody to have their input, and I call on people to get involved. We welcome everybody's idea. We want to facilitate the very best for the future of our young people in Kilmeaden.
Okay, Government Chief Whip and Minister for Mental Health, Mary Butler. And Minister, we're here in Ballydough Community Hall, a fantastic turnout for this event and a very significant event with the Kilmeaden Community Plan launch.
Yes, indeed, Kieran, a huge turnout on this wet and dreary, I suppose, Saturday afternoon for the launch of the Kilmeaden Community Plan 2025. Fantastic committee of 11 people supported by Waterford City and County Council and by LEADER to put in place a plan, how they envisage, I suppose, for the next 10 years, how people are going to work, live and play in this particular area of Kilmeaden, Ballyduff. So a huge amount of energy in the room, and I was really pleased to see the short, medium and long term aspirations of what they will try and achieve. Buy-in from the whole community, and you know, I just think, you know, we have that saying, it takes a village. Well, the village was out in strength today.
And very interesting to hear about how the area wants to retain its rural identity. We know there's a lot of developments coming down the line. There have been a lot of developments here already, but that's part of the identity of the area, isn't it? That whole rural element.
That was one of the key findings of the six findings, that when they went out to the local community, that people choose to live in a more rural community, that they're very close to the city with the support that the city provides. But at the same time, they prefer to live in more, I suppose, a rural area. And, you know, but living in that rural area, you need to have the wraparound supports as well. So what was discussed here today, for example, was an event I was very much involved in trying to secure, was, for example, when we lost the post office here in Kilmeaden. And also there was talks about the fact that, you know, there isn't a GP service here in Kilmeaden anymore, and there used to be. So we're going to look at the two of those and see can we move on those for the people. Also about connectivity, you know, how safe it is to walk for children from Kilmeaden to Ballyduff and vice versa, if they're going to the shop, for example, or if they're going to the soccer or the GA field. So just, I suppose, just an awful lot of kind of sensible joined up thinking here today.
And healthcare was one of the issues raised from the floor as well. Of course, we did have a health centre here in Kilmeaden. If there is an expanding area, an expanding population, I suppose services like that are very important.
Yeah, so that's really an important issue that was raised. And I think what was said from the floor as well, that the GPs that attend in Kilmeaden used to attend previously from Tramore, they're still willing to do so, but that the premises isn't fit for purpose anymore. So I'm going to take that away and speak with the HSE in the area, the integrative health area of now, which is Waterford and Wexford, and to see that maybe we can get some movement out of that. Because in some cases it's when you don't have the availability of GPs, but from what I'm hearing in this case, it's the actual physical structure of the premises is the problem. So that's something hopefully we'll be able to work to.